Downtown Rochester, New York, can feel a little removed from the Great Lakes. The front lawn of the Christ Church on East Avenue is almost 10 miles from the shores of Lake Ontario, which might be why some passersby don't recognize the lakes, even when they're standing right in front of them.
When you look at that, what do you see?
Sinks.
Lots of running water?
Like a mouth and a tail, like a snake or something?
It's the Great Lakes.
Oh, get out of here!
Here on the lawn of the church are essentially five large concrete sinks, and they're crafted in the shape and proportion of the Great Lakes. Silver faucets run continuously, cycling water through the sculpture like a fountain.
The project is focused on water conservation around the Great Lakes.
That's the artist, Kevin Dart. He's a Rochester-based sculptor and creator of this piece, called What You Put In. And he's designed a delicate little ecosystem. One stray piece of debris could clog the fountain.
Little occurrences of water abuse, they just add up. And so the sculpture is meant to kind of address that, represent that in a fun and interesting way.
The piece will be here for the summer as part of a public sculpture series from the Rochester Contemporary Arts Center. And over the next few months, Dart says he's going to watch people interact with it. Best case scenario, he says, the community will become stewards of these mini lakes, respect them, and take care of them.
Worst case scenario, you find it filled with garbage one day, which would be interesting as well.
Dart's piece is part of a tradition of contemporary political art, born out of some of the grassroots social movements of the 1960s. That's according to Claudia Mesh. She's a professor of art history at Arizona State University in Tempe and author of the book Art and Politics, A Small History of Art for Social Change since 1945. Artists like Dart, she says, use their work to make political statements about the relationship between people and the environment.
Using art to construct a link that has to do with the habits of various communities and reminding those local communities, right, that they are part of a larger ecosystem.
There are as many different ways to construct that link as there are artists. Take Marie Lorenz. She's a New York-based artist who navigates and documents waterways. In boats, she makes herself from recycled material. Her video installation is currently on display at the Albright Knox Art Gallery in Buffalo. And even Dart has experimented with other media, like his Lake Ontario pool net, for example, or the Lake Ontario water filter for your refrigerator.
I mean, I kind of feel somewhat like an environmentalist.
Dart says his projects are created with the hope of inspiring change.
What is considered a success, then?
Claudia Mesh again.
I think a lot of artists say, even if, you know, only one or two people, if their consciousness is raised, if maybe their habits are slightly altered, if they become more critical of their own habits or more critical of the situation, that that's enough.
For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester.